Welcome to 2025. I hope everyone had a good and safe New Year's Eve, and is eager to embrace fun, excitement, and lots of great arts and culture events in 2025. Before we look ahead, I just want to take a minute to acknowledge just a couple of those we left behind in 2024, who made a huge difference in arts and culture in Orillia and will be missed so much. Sud Sutherland's impact on arts and culture in Orillia can't be denied. He taught generations of kids and influenced their love of music. He co-wrote original musicals with fellow music teacher Dave Austin. He played in and founded numerous bands. He will be missed. Albert Greer was another huge influencer in the classical music world. Music at St. James's was incredible because of him, and his gorgeous tenor voice will not soon be forgotten. His leadership of the Cellar Singers molded that choir into the quality group it is today. John Jefferies was one of the organizers behind the Songs for Freedom concert, which raised funds for those impacted by the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Jefferies died in 2024. Tyler Evans, Orillia Matters file photo. John Jefferies threw himself wholeheartedly into everything he was involved in, and that included the music scene in Orillia. Whether he was organizing fundraising concerts for Ukrainian relief, singing in musicals with Mariposa Arts Theater, or in the choir at St. Paul's or the Cellar Singers, he brought so much. Bob Burns was another lovely man who was a huge influence on so many, and who brought much to Mariposa Arts Theater, especially through his stage manager roles through the years. His calm, quiet voice surely still resonates in many ears to this day. He got a lot of joy out of performing in a barbershop quartet for years as well. A kind, sweet man who is missed. One by one, we are losing a pivotal generation. One that shaped our world and protected and taught us, the next generation beneath them. I hope we can do them proud. There are already so many events to look forward to in 2025. Here are just a few. The Brownstone is closed. This event looks like a fun throwback to the wonderful open mic nights at our beloved Brownstone in the before-pandemic times. January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Lone Wolf. I bet it will be packed. Kudos to Rabbits and others who are organizing. The Thanksgiving play by Mariposa Arts Theater is happening in February in the Studio Theater at the Orillia Opera House. From what I have heard, this looks to be another winner. Here is an excerpt from an Orillia Matters piece about it. This contemporary play is the creative brainchild of Larissa Fast Horse, the first known female Native American playwright to be produced on Broadway. Since its Broadway debut in 2023, the Thanksgiving play is now one of the top 10 most produced plays across North America, and premiered in Canada with Mervish Productions in Toronto this past fall. The show follows four well-meaning but misguided white theater and education professionals as they set out to create a Thanksgiving pageant for an elementary school that somehow manages to succinctly summarize and celebrate the first Thanksgiving and Native American Heritage Month without ruffling any feathers. This sharp comedy spotlights the contradictions of woke culture, dishing up the hypocrisies of North America and performative activism with a generous side of satire. So funny, clever, unique, entertaining. Time to buy a ticket. www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. Also in February, Lance Anderson's Night of Blues and Gospel 13. This is a Mariposa in concert show with Lance and lots of his extremely talented friends. This night is always a hot night in a cold month, and really you don't want to be lame and miss it. February 22nd at the Orillia Opera House. Tickets www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. Finally, Anne of Green Gables. The musical is coming to St. Paul's Center, courtesy of Blair Bailey and Jody Maltby. This duo always produces a high-quality show, and Anne is beloved for a reason. Lovely story, great music, and Blair will have wonderful singers for sure. The show is only running Thursday to Sunday, April 3rd to 6, so get your tickets now at www.stpaulcenter.ca. There is lots more coming down the pipe in 2025, and I can't wait to check it all out. Hope you will be right there with me. Happy New Year, and here's to lots of fun in 2025. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.